economy, whether it's giving people money, whatever money they're giving them, those people get to empower maybe a family or them sustain themselves. So there's still a contribution that they make out there. We kind of run away from that. And maybe that is why our laws and how we do things are quite tolerant and very lenient towards foreign nationals setting shop and setting businesses here. Maybe it's because of that that we're looking at how they'll be able to contribute really to our larger economy. So maybe that could be why we have situations like that. Maluta says, good morning, Twerk and the Duchess. The Ministry of Labor has not performed well in many areas, especially monitoring how foreigners are treating our workers, even our own. Please one day invite these guys, we ask them questions. We'll reach out to the Labor Commissioner himself, Somtengwa, to join us on the show, hopefully tomorrow, and just get a deeper understanding. And even just the suggestion of them, their work permits being revoked, is that the better results? Do they deserve that kind of situation? And TV says innocent until proven guilty by a court of competent jurisdiction is what should be considered. Douglas says Zambian workers are stealing in these companies. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. It's very sad.
Mm.
So those are some of the contributions that have come through. So we'll reach out to the Labour Commission himself and look forward to getting some answers to this conversation. For now, we break off for the news at 8 with Paddy. Right after that, we're in the third and final hour of the Phoenix Breakfast. As hope the Duchess celebrates her birthday. We'll find out her new age in a bit.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 103 School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to plant a million trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. Care for Nature Zambia criticizes lack of transparency in Sinometals reopening. EIZ to summon consultant over collapsed Kakoso Bridge. News: Iran demands international action after attacks impact hospitals and schools. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Care for Nature Zambia has expressed concern that government has allowed Sinometals Leach Zambia Limited to resume operations without first providing the public with a clear update on environmental remediation, particularly the restocking of fish following an acid spillage last year. The mining firm suspended its operations on the 18th of February 2025 after an acid spill polluted nearby crop fields and aquatic ecosystems, causing widespread environmental damage in surrounding communities. But Vice President Mutalina Lumango last week informed Parliament that Sinometals has been authorized by the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, to resume operations after approving the reconstruction and rehabilitation of the tailing lapse last year, causing an acid spill. In an interview with Phoenix News, Care for Nature Zambia Executive Director Sama Kearns says her organization expected authorities to first outline concrete corrective measures before granting clearance. Ms. Kearns has stressed that transparency is essential to restoring public trust and ensuring environmental protection standards are properly enforced. She has further demanded a detailed roadmap for the relocation of residents in Kalusale, insisting that affected families deserve clarity on compensation, timelines, and long-term safety guarantees as authorities respond to the aftermath of the spillage. Ms. Kearns has also called on ZEMA to clearly communicate the compliance status of Rongsheng Mining before making any announcements about the resumption of its operations, emphasizing the regulator's duty to keep the public informed on environmental safety benchmarks.
tackles. We have not seen the fish that died in the Kafue River being restocked. So we feel certain that before all those things can be done, they have been given the green light to start operations. I think in future we need to strike a balance between profit and also protecting community and environmental rights. Right now, the country has undergone a lot of reforms. We have seen reforms even at the Ministry of Mines. We have now the Mineral Commission. So we are hoping that learning from the disaster that occurred, we are going to have regular inspections. This should not just end by them constructing new trainings. It should also go on to ensuring that there is compliance.
The Engineering Institution of Zambia, EIZ, says it intends to summon the independent engineering consultant responsible for the collapsed Kakoso Bridge, which connects Chingola and Chililabombwe, to answer what it describes as serious technical and professional questions surrounding the project. EIZ President Wesley Kaluva has told Phoenix News that the institution is seeking clarity on whether proper geotechnical inspections were conducted prior to construction, whether soil stabilization and engineered backfill were carried out in accordance with the terrain, and what long-term drainage strategy was adopted. Mr. Kaluva says these are critical engineering established, especially for a bridge that was recently commissioned and has now collapsed. He says the institution wants to understand the level of authority the supervising consultant had on the project, including whether they had the power to halt works if standards were not being met. Mr. Kaluva has warned that if investigations point to professional malpractice or negligence, EIZ will invoke disciplinary provisions under the EIZ Act No. 17 of 2010. Meanwhile, Mr. Kaluva says they are mobilizing a technical team to travel to the site of the collapsed Kakoso Bridge to conduct independent studies.
We want to ask the questions whether detailed geotechnical investigations were carried out. We would like to find out whether controlled dewatering systems of the sub-base were undertaken, whether studies on soil stabilization and engineered backfill, okay, in accordance with the terrain. What long-term drainage strategy was adopted on the project? You know, all these are engineering questions, and we'd like to ask the responsible independent engineering consultant so that we have an understanding. In the event that we find that there was professional malpractice, the engineer was irresponsible, there are adequate clauses within the EIZ Act for us to take disciplinary action. In the absence of such an engineer or engineering firm, it becomes very difficult.
Patriotic Front, PF Faction Deputy Secretary General Celestine Mukandila, has hinted that the Given Luvinda-led faction may have already held its long-awaited convention, though the outcome has not yet been publicly revealed. The PF was scheduled to hold the convention at the end of February, but no official updates have emerged since that time. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mukandila assured that the party would provide an update on the convention before the end of this week. Meanwhile, Mr. Mukandila has dismissed concerns over former PF Central Committee member Stadi Mwale's recent decision to join the UPND, stating that Mr. Mwale left the PF about 6 months ago and described the move as neither unexpected nor alarming. Mr. Mukandila further accused the UPND of exaggerating the number of former PF members allegedly joining their ranks alongside Mr. Mwale, saying that most of those cited were already UPND members.
With regards to indicating whether the Patriotic Front has not held the convention or not, I think that is left to speculation. We indicated that we shall inform the Zambian people as to the status, and very soon, but before the end of the week. And so that is where we are. It remains as a matter of speculation whether we have in fact even held the convention or not. So we shall be able to inform the Zambian people in due course as to the status of the Patriotic Front.
Chieftainess Chikola of Mushindamo District in the northwestern province.